All I have to do is look in her eyes, and I can guess she's hurting. Until recently, Jane Andrews has kept her condition pretty much to herself. But now she shares that life is not necessarily a walk in the park.
As reported in the Journal of Evaluation and Clinical Practice, pain is an inherently subjective experience, knowable only to the sufferer. That statement sums up the isolation and frustration I have felt trying to convey to specialists the pain I experience every day. Nerve damage of this kind does have a name, but no cure or treatment for the type that I have. Pain is not something that can be clinically measured, other than intentionally triggering the area and then peeling me off the ceiling. Even with three independent diagnoses, the latest specialist made up her mind not to believe me at all. And in tears, I made my anger known to the resident. Unfortunately, the opioid crisis has made pain even more subject to suspicion. Even in today's age of medical advancements, pain remains subjective. If there is anything that can make pain worse, it's to not be believed. When I was actually not taken seriously, it made me very aware of what animals go through, not being able to say what hurts. Recently, I heard the unfortunate thud of a bird hitting my window. The proper protocol is to grab a colander from the kitchen and place it over the upright bird for half an hour to protect it from predators and to give it a little space to recover. With single-digit temperatures, there was no way that stunned bird wouldn't freeze to death in that time. When I tried to place that tufted titmouse on the feeder, I noticed he was happier on my warm finger. Feeling myself too cold to stay outside, I took him inside to warm up by the wood stove. It's unusual for any bird to trust a large species like a human, but pain can rearrange priorities. That titmouse stayed on my finger, taking in the warmth, for close to an hour, and then it flew to the door, ready to go back outside. Animals teach me a lot about dealing with pain. It is a solitary undertaking, which makes me all the more grateful to those, like my husband, who understand. When I can't speak or find the words, his guess is usually right, and I don't feel so alone.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park, a weekly broadcast by Jane Andrews, brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.